cotton picking time. I picked very little cotton.
You did? I don't imagine you were going to argue about that.
Oh, no. Well, you see, I had, there was my father and three brothers, and the brothers were all older than I, and they helped on the farm. So it took my sister, who was just a year and a half older than me, and my mother, the three of us, to keep the house going, the cooking and the washing and the ironing and the cleaning and those things, after we were old enough to do that type of work. Now, I had an older sister that was when we moved to the country. Mm-hmm. She was grown then and did not move to the country with us.
Mm-hmm. We talked about things like lots and pastures and so forth. What kind of fences did you have out on the farm?
Well, we had hog wire fences. Mm-hmm. That would, the cows could not get out and all the hogs. Mm-hmm. And we had barbed wire on top of that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, do you have any kinds of wooden fences?
No, we never had rail fences or that type of fence.
Yeah, you ever see the type of fence that comes to a wooden fence that comes to a point like this at the top? What do you call that? You know what I'm talking about? You might see it now that you see them all the time. People paint them white and put them around.
Picket fence. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of two fences. Yes, we had a little picket fence around the yard.
Anybody ever call that anything besides picket fence?
Not that I know.
We call it paling or anything?
Like yes, that? I've heard it called palings, but
you
usually use those took palings to stick the pole beams to run on. You know, slats of wood is what.
You mentioned putting up, you mentioned barbed wire fences. How did you put those fences up? Do you know?
Oh, yes, my dad and brothers would use a fence stretcher and staples and a hammer, and one would use the stretcher to pull it taut, and while another nailed the barbed wire to the fence post.
Let's see. Ever have any see any fences around here made of loose rock or anything like that?
Stone fences.
Yeah, they call them just simply stone fences.
No, not too often.
What do they call them? Have any name at all?
The hedgerow fencing. No, that would be shrub type bushes. No, I don't.
What's a woman's best dish is usually made out of?
China.
Yeah, sure. If you had an egg made out of that, you'd have what?
China egg. Mm-hmm. Nest egg.
Yeah, is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What did you use that for?
The China egg. Mm-hmm. That was a decoy to make that hen lay. There's an egg on that nest.
Yeah, very few people have actually used it around here have used that term China egg before. I was a...
Yes, we had China eggs that we put in the... Now a China egg would be an object of art that you would probably display in your curio shelf.
Must be a commentary on changing times. Something like that. What did you use to carry water in on a farm?
Water bucket.
Mm-hmm. What was that made out of? Galvanized tin. Mm-hmm. What did you carry milk in?
Just the milk pail.
Now, you call that a pail. Is it any different from water bucket?
I guess because the water bucket was bigger.
Water bucket was bigger. Mm-hmm. Pail was milk pail.
And the pail was, our milk pails were lightweight. Mm-hmm. And the water bucket was heavy.
Were they shaped any differently? Or
well, not too much. They had a handle, and we called it a bail in the bucket.
Both made out of metal?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what did you carry your feed to the hogs in?
The slop bucket.
Yeah, slop bucket.
We had to slop the hogs. Imagine eating pork now with all the slop. We saved even dishwater and put in the slop bucket along with food scraps.